What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina, and I did a quick search to see if I could answer the question as to who decides which justice is linked to which court of appeals, and I couldn't find any answer. It would almost make sense that it is Chief Justice Roberts, but that's just a guess on my part here. But again, as far as Roberts, we know he's compromised and he can be controlled because of what happened back during Obamacare when, he was opposed. And then all of a sudden at the last second, he turned around and said Obamacare was legal under the Commerce Clause and then promptly left town for a vacation so the reporters couldn't catch up with him.
Yeah, that might be. He might be compromised. But the thing is, this might be his way of getting around that, being that these four justices, plus there's one other that would probably be on their side. I'm trying to think. You have the four you have Alito, Thomas, Comey Barrett, Kavanaugh. Oh, and the guy from Colorado. What's his name? The first guy that Trump appointed there from Colorado.
Kavanaugh.
No, not Kavanaugh. I mentioned Kavanaugh. He's in charge of. He's right where he should be, right by Michigan. The guy from Colorado, the first justice he appointed.
Oh, I'm blanking on the name. Yeah.
But anyway, he's very conservative, too, but he might be used in some other. But the fact that he put these four justices, and remember, Thomas and Kavanaugh definitely have an axe to grind. Thomas with as far as Biden and also Kavanaugh with Harris, okay? Mm-hmm. Over the drilling, what she put him through during the hearings. So mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there's something funny about this, and I think this might save the United States of America right there, because we cannot have Biden take office. I would tell somebody today that it would be the epitaph of the United States then would be born in Philadelphia, 1776, died in Philadelphia, November 3rd, 2003. So that, 2020. That would be basically.
I was wondering about that. Well, I would like the idea of the Supreme Court stepping in and following the rule of law and throwing the election into the House of Representatives, because from where I sit, there is no remedy to the questions that linger over the validity of the elections all across this country. And so the only option that would be open for them, is, again, throw it into the House of Representatives. But unfortunately, the people who are behind this coup d'etat, they're not going to stop now. We're going to continue to see machinations up to and including the Supreme Court itself to try and keep Biden in that office.
Well, what they can do, first of all, is they also can, if the Supreme Court could just throw out the mail ballots, which are poison, the fruit of a poison tree, like they say in law, in a criminal mm-hmm. case, that's basically what it is with the mail ballots. They're the fruit of a poison tree. They never should have been there in the first place. Even back in Lincoln's days, it was considered a problem. And the Supreme Court could simply do that, throw those ballots out, and that would be the ballgame, especially since Alito ordered Pennsylvania not to count any ballots that came in after 8 o'clock on November 3rd to go to a separate pile. They disobeyed his orders. I mean, it's contempt of court, really. So I think,
I don't think the Supreme Court is really going to let itself get bogged down in individual cases here. I think the overwhelming indications are of election fraud that, the Supreme Court back in the 1800s did actually declare an entire presidential election invalid.
They could do so again now. Which one was that? I didn't even know that.
I think it was... United States versus Throckmorton was the case and was in the late 1800s. And I put up an article about it a while ago. But the Supreme Court could do that. I mean, they could say there is no remedy. But again, look at the machinations we saw back in 2000 between Al Gore and George Bush, where it looked like Gore legitimately won the election. And then the Supreme Court basically anointed Bush. We could see the same thing happen here.
Was this a presidential election you're talking about in the 1800s?
Yeah.
Wow. I never knew that, to be honest with you. So they could do that. But they're going to have to do something, because in order for this country to survive, first of all, if Biden gets in there, how is he going to govern? Nobody's going to listen to him. The thing is this, and it's good in a lot of ways, because if he tries to lock down the country, all right, the states are going to rebel, or at least the good states are going to rebel. The other thing is that you talk all this stuff about he wants to get us into wars here and there and everywhere else, right?
Yes.
How's he going to have an army that's going to be on his side? How's he going to have an army that's got any morale? I don't think the military would have morale right now to fight a war with Iran, let alone fight a war with Russia.
No, I don't think they do. There's a huge morale problem in the military. But yeah. I think what you need to understand is that the Biden presidency would be Barack Obama's third term. I mean, he was Biden's boss before, and I think he sees himself as Biden's boss now. And we know that Biden is just going to be a front man because, you know, he's mentally deteriorated. He's going to do what he's told, which was, you know, Trump wouldn't do that. And that's why they hated him so much.
OK, if they do that, let's say the deep state, even they got to know they got a demoralized military. We could not defeat Russia on the ground. We would get destroyed on the ground, either in Syria or in Europe. Russia is ready for something like that. They're prepared for something like that. They got their troops in place, and they do have morale, because Russia right now has more freedom than we got. It's difficult for me to say that, but unfortunately, I know this guy, his last name is Dugan, John Mark Dugan. He was a deputy sheriff in Palm Beach County, and he fled to Russia because he was a whistleblower about brutality and stuff, and they were looking to kill him, and he moved to Russia, and he's got a video channel now, and he said, people ask him, how is living in Russia? He says, well, you actually have more freedom right now in Russia than you do in the United States. So as far as I know, their vaccine is not mandatory. It's up to them. I wouldn't take it one way or the other.
Yeah.
And I think most people I talk to wouldn't take that vaccine. All right? I had never taken a flu shot and have no intention of taking this thing. All right? This thing is dangerous. It's totally unpredictable. It's something new. And you'd be crazy to take it. But the thing is, if he tries to, I wonder, by the way, about all those law enforcement and medical personnel, whether they're going to take it or not, or they're going to refuse. That'll be interesting right there, because I understand only 40% of nurses say they would take it.
Yes.
And I tell you right now, I was in law enforcement today still, or in corrections or any of that stuff, and they told me I had to take it. I said, well, goodbye. That's it. Ain't doing it. You know, because and so again, how will they expect this military to be able to fight even Iran on the ground, let alone Russia? Okay, do they think a nuclear war, we could really win a nuclear war? No, we could. By the way, one thing I think Russia should do, and that would stop Israel at least. That would make it clear to Netanyahu and his goons. Give Iran about 4 or 5 nuclear weapons with the means of delivery. Okay, make sure that those things can go to Israel. So if Israel decides that they, you know, with their whatever the nukes they have, to do something, it would take a heck of a lot less to annihilate Israel. Maybe 1 or 2 bombs, as for Israel to annihilate Iran, and that would stop the Israelis right there. They would not. Now we have a mad situation. You know, mutual assured destruction. You have a mad situation, and Netanyahu and all these psychopaths ruling Israel would shut their mouths and stop this nonsense, including attacks on Syria, and maybe they'd start treating the Palestinians better, and it was all of that.
Yeah, but you're forgetting one thing. You're forgetting one thing, and that is Israel's going to have the United States attack Iran and then stand off to one side and say, we have nothing to do with this.
Well, I don't think, I'm like I said again, we could not win a war like that unless we did go nuclear. I don't think on the ground, first of all, Russia would help Iran. They help them one way or the other, whether they help them, you know, stealthily, or they help them outright, or they just send Russian troops. Russia would get involved one way or the other. China would probably get involved. Okay? You're talking World War III at that point. And again, with a demoralized army, and let's say it didn't go nuclear. Let's say it was a ground war. Let's say it was conventional. There's no way you could try to fight a war like that without a draft. Now you really got problems. Here would be a president who has no respect, who stole the election. Everybody knows it. I think 97% of Republicans now believe this was not a fair election, and 30% of Democrats believe that. So here you have, you'd have a demoralized nation and a demoralized military on top of it, right? That would, you know, so you'd have to have a draft, and that would be game, set, match. This country would erupt. This country would just blow up, period. It might be the end right there. These young kids, they ain't going to go. They're not going to go in. They're going to riot. You're going to see the left and the right unite if that ever happens. Okay? The real left, the real populist left and the populist right would unite. There's no way you're going to be able to get that done. So I don't know how these clowns really think. But then again, these are inbred, a bunch of inbred.
Well, I have a suggestion.
Crazy. So
I have a suggestion. Okay, I have a suggestion. Okay. I suspect that the plan to attack Iran is going to be along the same model that they used in Iraq, a war from the air to simply bomb the government and command structure out of existence, and then just simply roll on in unopposed. Now, there were a lot of people who were killed in Iraq, and there are going to be a lot of people killed in Iran.
But I understand, my understanding is Iran is a lot better equipped to handle it.
And, yes, they are.
And again, I think they would be helped by Russia. They would get Russian weapons, planes. And the other thing is, Iran does have the missiles. They may not have the nuclear missiles, but they do have long-range missiles. And they could literally destroy. You talk about those aircraft carriers, they'd be sitting ducks. So would the, and if they wanted to, they could fire in Israel also. And they could definitely destroy the oil fields in Saudi Arabia. I mean, the economy is bad enough now. Can you just imagine what it would be then? So they have those options. Iraq didn't have those options at the time. Nobody was there to help Iraq. The Russians weren't there to help Iraq. The Chinese were not there to help Iraq. They were on their own, and they didn't have as powerful a military as Iran has now. So, so if they try that, it would be a disaster. It would be a disaster. And I know Biden, like you said, he's a demented old fool, and he won't really be running things anyway if he gets in there. But even the clowns that think they're so smart within the deep state, you know, with the CIA, the top Pentagon people, even they would have to know it wouldn't work. Now, you got, like I said, you got these inbred madmen, these globalists, neocons, neoliberals, and out-and-out technocrats. Who knows? I don't know what they're thinking. They might be thinking, well, we have a nuclear, let's say we have a nuclear war. We can hide in our bunkers and then come out as robots. You know, these people are crazy.
Yes.
I don't know what these men are thinking. So it's a very dangerous situation. That's all I can say. I just hope that Trump still, wins. I think he can pull it out. It's an honest Supreme Court. And if Roberts, even with Roberts, I think they could do it. But again, who knows? I don't trust Trump fully either. Let's be honest about it. It still seems like Netanyahu's got him by the short hairs for some reason, and he still listens to his stupid son-in-law. And again, there's no telling. He doesn't seem to understand. Why don't you just tell Netanyahu to go stick it? You're nothing to us. You're running a criminal nation. You're lucky we don't bomb you. Just leave us alone. You want to attack Iran, you go right ahead. Good luck. But do it without us. That's
well, Israel's model has always been to get the United States to attack Israel's enemies for them and then stand back and pretend that they're not involved. Anyway, Mark, I need to let you go.
All right.
I let you talk for a while here, and we got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. So let's switch to Steve in West Virginia. Steve, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mike, good to talk to you. One thing I want to add to what Mark said is Israel is basically a one-trick pony. If somebody could get a bomb and hit Tel Aviv, a nuclear bomb, the whole country would be over. It would never, ever recover. It wouldn't matter Jerusalem. None of that would matter. If they could hit Tel Aviv with a bomb, with a nuclear bomb, even a small one, the country would never recover. The other thing I want
to
get
into is... Well, I would like
to
take out that bomb factory at Dimona, to be very honest. I certainly hope they don't bomb Jerusalem because of its importance to so many of the world's religions. But bad things happen in wars. A lot of very historic places in Europe were destroyed by World War II.
Absolutely. Mike, the main thing I wanted to talk about real quick here is you mentioned the fraud with the mailboxes in Georgia, okay?
Yes.
And what I've been reading is that those mailboxes were all purchased by one or two entities that tie back to Democratic PACs. And I think some people in Georgia are going to go to jail. And I also think, according to Sidney Powell, that Raffensperger guy has taken, they have some kind of evidence that he's taking kickbacks.
Yes.
And some of the people in Trump's campaign had tweeted to him, telling him he has one last chance. And I think there's the way if you look at Pompeo, the way he's acting and stuff, it doesn't look like he plans on leaving. I mean, he's been the strongest out of all of them. And I think there's something working in the background that we all don't know about, Mike. I really believe that. I'm starting to see there's a lot going on
in the background right now. I mean, like what we saw with the canvassers who were split in the vote, and apparently they were getting death threats. And one of the Republicans finally flipped and said, yes, let's certify. So there's a lot of skullduggery going on in the background. And, of course, you will not see it reported on the corporate media. We have to dig it out ourselves and get it out there for the people to be aware of.
Mike, one last thing I got. I sent you a video 2 days ago on a civil rights attorney on YouTube that did a little thing on the election, Leah Dundas. Did you get that?
Yeah, it sounds familiar, and I think I linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. But if you want to mail it in again, I'll take another look and verify that that's the one I'm thinking of.
Mike, this lady, it's attorney Leah Dundas. I think she's out of Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure. But she did one of the best videos on the election I've ever seen. And what it basically is about is she breaks down that she believes that the Trump, after the 2018 midterms, the Trump administration knew that they cheated just the same way they cheated now in those midterms when they flipped all those, 50 seats or whatever it was. And she believes that Trump put this executive order in, and she goes through the whole executive order and all the coincidences in it. It's the most amazing video I've seen since the election, since all this started. I'm going to send it to you again, and I hope you post it. But it
actually,
is
you don't need to, because I remember it now, and I did post it to What Really Happened.
Okay, what did you think of that?
I thought it was an interesting approach here, and we know there was a lot of election fraud in 2018. There was a lot of election fraud in 2016. I mean, it's been an ongoing problem. The difference in 2020 is they had to do so much of it to reverse a Trump landslide that everybody noticed. And I think Americans are starting to deal with the idea that their elections really are little more than a theater piece that's put on to try and keep them complacent and think that they still have some kind of control over this rogue government, as it were. Anyway, listen, Steve, I got to let you go. We got to take another break commercial, and we got more callers waiting on the line when we get back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phone here to Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike? Things going
I'm
over
doing
there?
I'm fine.
Okay. I'll say what I need to say. I'll hang up and listen off air. Number one,
okay.
Whatever happened to the, I think that was the FCC ruling with 230 with the protection of First Amendment. And the other thing was, I don't know if you would know, but maybe an officer out there would know. I was a cop for 20 years ago. And I would like to know that if we have government witnesses that have seen some of this stuff going on, like post office and so forth, are they being protected by the U.S. Marshals? And also, I would hope that the Proud Boys would try to protect some of these attorneys that are now so scared that they don't want to get involved anymore. So I think they need protection so we can hear the truth. And I hope this gets rectified pretty fast. I'll listen to you off air, Mike. Great show.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. We know that some of the people who are fighting the legal fight on behalf of Donald Trump have been threatened, and some of them are under protection. We don't know how many, and of course, that's not information that we would want to disseminate anyway, because it hands another advantage to the opposition here. As far as Section 230, the reason people are upset with it is because it basically excluded online social media from being defined as a publisher, which would have opened them up to the kind of lawsuits that regular newspapers and TV news are vulnerable to in the event of libel and slander and lying to the people. And that's one of the reasons why we saw Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and who knows all else just openly blocking conservatives. As we reported earlier in the show, Facebook changed their algorithm to silence any news sources that was questioning the validity of the election. And, you know, if Trump does pull this off and continues into the next term, we definitely need to revise Section 230. All right. Well, listen, let's go to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, I may have to take you into the next break after the commercial. What's on your mind? Bruce in Texas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here now.
Okay, well, good. All right, what's on your mind now?
Yeah, early in 2019, Microsoft put out on their blog, and they put it on GitHub, Election Guard. And it was criticized and by Whitney Webb as being a backdoor for the military-industrial complex. But if you look at Microsoft's rundown on it, it looked pretty good. And then they tested it in Wisconsin in February in a local election, and then, boom, it just disappeared. I haven't heard mention of it. I've done several searches. Yeah. So I was just curious.
There have been election systems designed to be cheat-proof, like the True Vote system. And, you know, strange things seem to happen to the people who create them. Then that system will go away. You need to understand the people who are holding power now, which includes the corporate media, they don't want an honest, fair election system here. They want a system that works for them, that keeps them in power. That's why they were so upset by Trump's victory in 2016, is they felt their grip on the election slip.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If Trump prevails, I sure hope he doesn't repeat like after 2016 and just lets everybody off the hook. If he has to go through and just fire everybody again and the FBI, the Department of Justice, yeah, something has to be done because
cheating
in several states that violates the rights of all the other states. And so because a federal matter, it's not just a state matter, you know.
Well, I would imagine that if Trump prevails, he's going to be a very angry president in his second term. And because he's not worried about a third term, I would expect that we'll see definitely some payback. You know, when you go after a king and you don't succeed, there's all kinds of fallout from that.
You know, he needs to do it. If he really wants to protect America, he needs to ensure that this isn't repeated in the future, not just for personal gain, you know, personal vengeance.
Yes.
As far as those lawyers being threatened and all that, you know, if they were a rabbi, I'm sure the FBI would be all over that. There'd be people arrested and put on CNN and Fox News and all that. That's something.
Yep. Well, yeah. The FBI is just sitting on their thumbs right now. They're not investigating any of the allegations of election fraud, and so far they don't seem to be investigating any of the threats of violence and death that are being thrown all over here.
No.
All right,
was a
Bruce.
Noose at Talladega, can you imagine? That's all I got.
Yeah, Bruce. Okay, Bruce, stay on the line. Got to take another break here. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Bruce in Texas. And Bruce, you had one more thing you wanted to share with us, I think.
Yeah, I might as well put in something else that somebody else come on. The way Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated Biden right away in such glowing terms, that tells me that he's counting on Biden to deliver the wars in the Middle East that Trump did, you know. So let's hope. I'm crossing my fingers that Trump gets back in, not because I'm a worshiper of him, but, you know, if we go to another war, we go ahead and go into Syria and Iran, it's going to be a huge disaster. That's all I got.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've been in Syria, and we haven't done very well there. We've been in Afghanistan. We haven't done well there. The fact is that this plan to completely bring the Middle East and much of Europe under U.S. control is going very, very badly. And it's bankrupted the nation. It's destroyed our illusion of moral leadership in the world. And this last election has made a mockery of our claims of being the light of democracy to the world here. Anyway, Bruce, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Starfire in Pennsylvania. Hello, Starfire. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. We just got at 15 to 5 Eastern time. they live here in Pennsylvania. We thought it was an Amber Alert. Now they're saying COVID. They want everybody shut down again. They want everybody to not have more than four people in your home at any one time. And also they want the, how do I say it right? I'm going to let Milton talk to you, Mike, because he knows how to talk better.
Okay.
Hello, Mike. Yeah.
Hi, Milton. How you doing?
Okay, yourself. No liquor after five. Okay, that's positive. And then I had a question, right? If this system goes down, like, if the crap hits the fans, so to speak, all right, for communication-wise, okay, like I already have a ham radio, not licensed to talk on it, but I have ham, CB, walkie-talkies. What other method can people use?
Smoke signals.
Wow. I can do that.
Okay.
Our fire can do that. But no, but I mean, I remember you mentioning one time when Russia collapsed that they used a telegram or something?
Fax machines. It was called the Samizdat, and it was a network of fax machines.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of too late for that if nobody isn't on the same page, right?
Well, I mean, it was set up and well organized. I mean, one machine, went to 10, and then those 10 went to another 10 each, and so forth and so on. So it really was nationwide, and it basically educated the Soviet citizens to the realities of how corrupt and secretive and tyrannical their government had become, which eventually, led to the downfall of the Soviet Union.
Yes, right. Okay, go ahead, something else?
I wanted him to tell his lovely wife hello for me.
I certainly will.
Say hello to your lovely wife. And we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Same to you.
And
all right.
Here, so somebody else gets a chance. Okay. Bless you, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to John in Indianapolis. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
The previous caller kind of stole my thunder. I was going to talk about Samizdat. I'm wondering if Biden tries to clamp down on the independent media, what would the modern day Samizdat in 2020 look like?
Well, anything going over a phone line can be monitored. The Russians, the Soviets rather, didn't have the technology to do that. But my guess is they could intercept a fax midstream, man-in-the-middle attack, and read out what was being transmitted. But there are other ways, packet radio is probably going to make a huge, huge comeback, along with a lot of outright pirate transmitters.
Okay. Also wondering, I mean, people are definitely awake as to what's going on right now with the election, but you think they're going to stay awake for a long period of time or just go back to sleep as soon as Biden's elected, or what do you think is going to happen or as soon as he's inaugurated?
Well, I would like them to stay awake. I have a feeling, though, people may stop talking about what happened out of a sense of politeness or misplaced patriotism, but they're not going to forget this election for a very, very long time. And they're looking at all the lies and fraud coming out of corporate media about this election. And they're starting to go back and think about what else were we lied to about. And, of course, the first one's going to pop into their mind was the claim that Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. So, I think the government and the media have a massive credibility problem of their own making. Like we reported yesterday, apparently the corporate media is very upset that people aren't paying attention to any more of the fear mongering about COVID-19.
That's very true. I think it was even I heard it somewhere, maybe it was your show, that the whole Saddam taking babies out of incubators or something, that was made up by a PR firm. I think I heard that on your show.
Yeah, Hill and Knowlton. Hill and Knowlton Public Relations did that one. Public relations is a very polite name for we're going to be paid to lie to the people.
it's disgusting. It's going down the rabbit hole. You don't know where it's going to end.
No, you don't. The rabbit hole is getting very, very deep and very smelly.
Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you for taking my call, and my best to you and Claire.
All right, thank you very much. Here, we're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, you and Claire.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is, to your last caller, too, what we really have been lied to about, Mike, is this illegal immigration situation. Under Ronald Reagan, he lost that state of California because of his lies. That he should have never granted those 2 million amnesty. Now it's up to what, 9 million in that state, and this whole immigration thing's spiraled and blown out of control. It's blown out of control. These illegals that are coming here are all going to, probably 90% of them are going to vote Democrat. The Democratic Party knows exactly what they're doing. That's how they flipping all these states. And you know, Mike, for all these blue staters up in the New England states, if we brought over 10 million Chinese over there and Vietnamese and Africans. So we brought 10 to 30 million over there in those New England, all those New England states. You think they would be voting, all those people in those states would be voting Democrat now? How do you feel about
that? It's hard to say, but again, we don't know what is really a red state or a blue state coming out of this election, or for that matter, even coming out of the 2018 election, because we simply cannot trust any of the numbers presented to us as having been the results of the elections.
And that's correct, Mike. And we've been lied to for years and years since Reagan with this illegal incursion, this immigration invasion, is what exactly what it's called. Look at California. Now they call it Mexifornia because that state has got multiple millions of illegals. Bumbling buffoon Biden and his leftist communist Bolshevik party, Democrats, will turn this country. That all those the first month, those 11 million DAC and all that, they're all going to become have a path to citizenship. They're all going to vote Democrat. That's the end of the Republican Party. That's the end of white Anglo power base in this country if that happens. The white conservative Anglo base will be wiped out. The Afro-Americans, they don't even realize how it's imperiled them by all these illegals coming in here. And they still vote Democrat. It's all been a big ploy, a big lie, a big psyop by these communist Bolsheviks to wipe out this country. And Khrushchev said he's going to do it. And that's how they did it, with Kennedy's 1965 Immigration Act. They wiped out the white women. Like I said, Mike, the white women in this country, I love them more than anything. But a lot of these white women are so brainwashed and hoodwinked that they allowed this country to go down the primbo path of hell, because that's what's going to end up happening in this country if we don't stop it. Stop it now. Biden, that bumbling buffoon who's got a 110-year-old brain in his head, who just turned 78 years old. He actually has a 98-year-old brain, for sure. This guy, the first 2 months, 60 days, these illegals are going to get citizenship. They're going to get better health care than you and me will get. They get better housing. They get free housing, Section 8. They get, like you say, my Title 8, they get everything. They get the best of everything. I can vouch for that. I can tell you about that. It's disgusting and disgraceful.
We've seen it.
Now, what's happened to our country is shameful. And white males of allowed. They're white females, not all white, and I'm blaming all. There's a wonderful bunch of white females out there. Don't get me wrong. And let's get this on straight on the record. I'm just saying, a lot of them with this licky, kissy, touchy, feely, bend over type deals, and it's going to ruin this country in the next 10, 20 years. It's over with, Mike. And you know what? This new Green Deal, why are all these Democrats like AOC wanting all these illegal immigrants to come here? Because they're going to want cars and all that. Is that why they want the new Green Deal? They're going to get away from fossil fuel, so multiple millions of more car people have to drive cars. The traffic is getting horrendous. The food is going to be gone. The truckers are going to stop saying, hey, man, this is getting ridiculous. Who knows what? And like that one caller said, can you imagine if Kim Jong-un gets a tiff with Biden? Because he don't like Biden too much. He kind of likes Trump. He gets in a tiff with Biden, and he shoots an EMP over the Midwest. One EMP wipes out the whole food bank of the United States for the next 10, 20 years. Food rioting everywhere, Mike.
Yep.
It only takes one EMP. No, it doesn't even
right
take
on that. Even without Kim Jong-un, you know, the supply system is breaking down. We had those devastating floods that destroyed a lot of farmlands. This country's in serious, serious trouble. But our so-called leadership couldn't be bothered to deal with the real problems of this country because they were too busy infighting.
Well, that's correct, Mike. And you know what? Nobody's talking about, none of your callers have talked about this, but I'm going to bring it up. Well, maybe a couple of them have, but I'm really going to bring it up. The Chinese government, that Ping, Xing, whatever, he can't wait for Biden to take office on January. Yeah, he can't wait till January 20th. You know why? Because Ping, or Xing, whatever you want to call him, he wants to flood this country with another 20,000 Chinese. They're sneaking through the Mexican border right now. Can you imagine that, Mike?
Well,
another 20 million Chinese alone?
You know, the Chinese have got Hunter Biden by the short and curlies, and they know they can manipulate Joe Biden through Hunter. I mean, the Biden family is a national security threat.
It's a disgraceful family. Like I told you yesterday, Mike, that family is they're black, dirty Irish. They are like Kennedy. Teddy Kennedy gave us the 1965 Immigration Act and wiped out northern white Europeans in this country, basically wiped us out. Look at a lot of states now. They're totally gone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Southwest is going to be gone in the next 10 years. I guarantee it. And, Mike, this is going to lead to only one thing, and you know what it is. One thing only. And I hate to say that, but, you know, you're going to have other cars. Well, peaceful? Okay, fine. I hope it turns out peaceful. That'd be wonderful. But if you're not going to enforce the laws, if you're not going to enforce sanctuary cities, like you say, Title VIII, breaking every law you can think of, and nobody's being persecuted. Nobody got persecuted with Hillary's BlackBerry when she was smashing him. No, she never went to jail, that creep. Her husband was a drug dealer.
Yep.
His brother got busted for cocaine. I mean, come on. You got Hunter Biden. You got Bill Clinton's brother, Roger Clinton. What a scoundrel he was. I mean, that's what it is, Mike. We got all these scoundrels in Washington. And they're totally wiping out. Like I said yesterday, I think a lot of white people in this country, and I don't want to say this, but I think a lot of white people are like, they're not feeling comfortable under their own skin. And I don't get it. And they're allowing this country to be wiped out. But other than that, Mike, you know, I want everybody to have a wonderful, great Thanksgiving. We live in the greatest country on earth. And we have the greatest, you know, our founding fathers are spectacular, fantastic, whatever. I can't even think of it. Stupendous. I mean, stupendous. Awesome. But, you know, I think the founding fathers actually, Mike, truthfully, are rolling in their graves what happened to this country. I really believe in a lot of ways they are.
No question about it. No question about it.
Yes. And, you know, if Biden does take the reins of the presidency, Mike, I tell you, I think it's going to be horrific. I really do. It's going to be horrendous. And
well,
I think it's going
to
be
is
lead
look
to
at
an all-out
picks,
disaster.
You know, look at his initial picks for his cabinet. You can see it's a war cabinet. I mean, Obama's already out there denying that a Biden presidency is going to be Obama 3.0. So apparently everybody is picking up on this. It's going to be a war party for the next 4 years, and they're going to finish bankrupting this country with it.
Yes. And you know, one more thing, Mike, I got to say, and I'll let you go. I know you got another car. You know, I was trying to get in something I want to tell you yesterday about the Cubans. The Cuban population in New Jersey is quite big. Dustin knows this. And why are they? Why is New Jersey such a liberal state? If those Cubans who had escaped Cuba because of communism, how come New Jersey is such a blue state when there's a big Cuban population? And those Cubans in that state should go out and tell the rest of those New Jerseyans, hey, man, is that what you want? You want Cuba here in Jersey? Seriously? No food?
Okay,
no hot water heaters?
I mean, Tom, you've missed my earlier comment. We don't really know whether New Jersey is blue or red because we cannot trust any of the numbers that came out of this election. You know, we could have seen New Hampshire vote red. We could have seen New Jersey vote red. But we've got the corporate media telling us they went blue and that Biden is our new leader.
Well, that's a great Mike. I really didn't hear that, but no, I hear you. You know, and you're right about that. But you know, I think you know New Jersey should be right for the pickings because you had that guy Van Drew, who was a Democrat, went Republican, and I think you know Jersey, those people are going to start realizing what the heck we got going on with these taxes, with this gas price, and once bumbling Biden takes over, Mike, it's going to be horrific over there financially. Look at all the people trying to get out of New York right now. They all want a carpet bag.
There's a lot of people leaving the urban areas, and they're heading out to places like here in Indiana where there's a lot of room around, and you don't have to deal, you know, with the rioting and whatnot. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go here. We're almost out of time. And we're going to start with Peter in Los Angeles. And, Peter, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, I called up initially to talk about a military confrontation with Iran and how utterly impossible it would be for the United States to fight such a war on the ground. Very, very difficult in the air. What Mark did not go into was we couldn't handle Vietnam, which Iran is as big as the United States east of the Mississippi. So it'd be like fighting the Civil War in the same theater as the Civil War was fought. It would take total mobilization, which he was correct about. But it's 10,000 miles from home. We have a 300-ship Navy that I think they're readying those things. There's only, I guess I hear the music there.
Yeah, we got to put you on hold. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment on our Wednesday program here, and we're talking with Peter in L.A., and Peter, if you could just pick up where you left off.
So I was talking about the 70 or 80 million Iranians in an area as big as eastern the United States, east of Mississippi, how it's 10,000 miles away. We have a 300-ship Navy, that most of which, about 100 ships at any time, are deployable. We have the worst deployable record for or downtime for aircraft in history. I believe I sent you an article on that.
Yes, you did.
But the other thing, there's also it has two land borders. One has a land border or a land bridge, at any rate, to Russia, another land bridge to a direct border with China. There's no way they could supply us like they did Vietnam. They could supply the Iranians forever. And by the way, where do we stay? We're being kicked out of Iraq. Turkey doesn't
yes.
want us. Where would we stay?
Nope.
So it would have to be a long-range air war done from the Indian Ocean, which is one of the reasons why we're after Yemen so badly, because we can't force our way into the Straits of Hormuz anymore against an actively belligerent Iran. But that's not the real reason why I called, Mike. Cory Booker, did you see the thing with Cory Booker, Democratic New Jersey senator, what he has done?
Yes.
Did you talk about that at all?
Yeah, we talked about it. You're talking about this, taking farmlands away from white farmers and giving it to black farmers.
Yeah, 20,000 grants of 160 acres a year. 20,000 of 160 acres a year. Of course, they'd be installed free, and of course, they would economically be competitors of white family farmers who've been there for years. Black people had land grants from the Civil War. I mean, you know, what they did with them, who knows? But nevertheless, that's the road that Rhodesia went down. That's the
yes.
road that and is starving. That's the road that South Africa is going down right now. And didn't we talk about this and predict this 5 years ago, Mike?
Yes, we did. We did.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But there you go. That's the agenda, and that will be well received by the Democratic Party. And since we
yes,
don't have
will.
Any more, since we don't have fair elections anymore, if Trump isn't put back in fairly, we can. And the agenda of the bankers, the media, you know, the ruling Zionists who want to destroy us, they'll back it too, just like they backed Antifa, Black Lives Matter. Disinforming them about crime and police brutality, all that stuff. And the fact that you can't even, it's almost impossible to find a Caucasian face on TV anymore. It's almost impossible to find that.
Yeah, it's, there's a war on white people, and we're not allowed to stand up and defend ourselves without being called racist. Anyway, Peter, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the show. The music is playing. My apologies to those callers waiting on hold. Try calling back on Friday. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have a safe Thanksgiving. And, just really enjoy being with family and friends and have a really, really a good holiday. We'll be back here on Friday with the show with the lovely Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.